Welcome in, everybody, to The Exclusive. I'm your host, football analyst and sideline reporter, John Harris, getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to town. Now, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers as we know them, with probably two major exceptions. Ryan Shazier, if you haven't followed the story, Ryan was injured in a Monday night game against the Cincinnati Bengals and was placed on IR. And it was a tough blow for that defense because he was the leader. He was voted to the Pro Bowl as inside linebacker. That's a huge loss for the Steelers defense. And on the offensive side, against the Patriots last week, you had Antonio Brown, who kind of got caught on a crossing route and injured his calf, and he will not play as well. So it's a Steelers team without two of their best players, yet it's a team that's 11-3 off a tough loss to the New England Patriots. And still, with the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New England Patriots, the Steelers are still fighting for one of the top two spots. So they'll come in here looking to get that win over the Texans and make sure that they can hold on to at least the number two spot, now tied with the Patriots for the top spot in the AFC. But because the Steelers lost to the Jaguars, if the Jaguars continue to win, the Steelers do lose to the Texans, then the Steelers could get bumped to number three and then have to play on wild card weekend. But that's the Steelers' problem. For the Texans, I think one of the main guys you're going to want to watch, and I hope he gets into the game early and plays a significant amount, and that's David Quisenberry, number 77. There will not be a dry eye in the house when David gets on the field for the first time. Drafted in the 2013 draft, 4 years ago, had a really good preseason in 2013, and looked as if he was going to be a significant contributor on the offensive line in 2013, even though the line in 2012 was very, very good. It looked like Quisenberry, after the camp that he had, was going to have that opportunity, and then he broke his foot the first week of practice. He went on IR, okay, come back in 2014. He's going to fight for a spot with the new staff led by Bill O'Brien. And in OTAs that year, he went to Bill O'Brien and said, something just isn't right, and then we know the story from there. He was found to have lymphoma, and for the last 3 years, he's been battling back. He made it back for training camp, and I thought he did an admirable job. But he made the practice squad, and now with some of the injuries on the front, he's getting the opportunity to play, and that's going to be a really cool deal to watch him on Monday afternoon against the Steelers. Oh, it's a challenge. There's no doubt. Stephon Tuitt and Hayward on the inside. If David does get in the game, it's going to be tough. But I'll tell you this, seeing 77 on the field is going to be as memorable a moment as anybody in this building will have on Monday afternoon, on Christmas Day, no less, when miracles never cease. We'll see David Quisenberry on the field, so looking forward to that. And on the defensive side of the ball, I'm just looking at a guy like Joel Heath, number 93, a guy that has been banged up this year, but when he's in the lineup, man, he has really come a long way. I can't wait to see the growth and development from year two to year three for Joel Heath when he can stay healthy. And he plays the defensive end spot, but he can play a number of spots up and down the line of scrimmage. And when he's healthy, boy, he's played really well. So those are two of the guys I'm going to keep an eye on. Yeah, they're interior guys, but you know the Pro Bowlers. You know DeAndre Hopkins. You know the receivers. But how about watching a couple of guys on the inside, and definitely watching number 77, David Quisenberry. You guys enjoy the game. Be loud. Have a good time. It's the last one at NRG Stadium for the 2017 season. And then we got to pack this place up and turn it over to the rodeo. So get on in here and enjoy it. And hopefully the Texans will get a big win over the Pittsburgh Steelers.